奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来查考圣经的道理。
Name of Jesus Christ, commence. We continue to study the truth of the Bible.
今天下午跟大家来谈为父的当时儿女知道神的信实。
So this afternoon, the topic that we'll be studying together is a father should make known to his children the truth of God.
我们在美国这个社会，明天就是大家所认为的父亲节。
So in U.S. society, tomorrow is so-called the Father's Day.
因为是在六月第三个星期天呢。
Because it is the third Sunday of June.
那我们教会在母亲节的时候都有一些活动来纪念母亲。
In our church, we usually have some kind of activity for to celebrate Mother's Day.
那本来也没有所谓父亲节的特别聚会的。
And we used to not have a special service for Father's Day.
最近每个教会就特别会想到这个有母亲节的活动，该要父亲节的活动才对。
Recently, the church realized that since we have activities to celebrate Mother's Day, we should also do the same for Father's Day.
所以因为母亲节啊，全球各地都同一天啊。
Because Mother's Day is the same day all over the world.
那父亲节每个地方就不一样了，自己定。
But Father's Day is different depending on where you're at.
那这显然就知道说各地方对父亲的角色这个认定了程度不一样。
And from here we can see that everyone's definition of the father or Father's Day is different.
但是对母亲的这个感受，大家对妈妈的辛劳，众人都是全球各地都肯定的。
But to everyone's recognition to a mother and her role and her contribution to the family is all well recognized all over the world.
因为每个人都是妈妈生的。
Because we're all born from our mothers.
大部分在养的时候都是妈妈在辛苦。
And most of the time is our mothers that worked hard to raise us.
很多父亲是孩子生下来就不见人了，不知道跑哪里去了。
And there are a lot of fathers that disappear as soon as their kids are born.
在有一些国家，真的那个孩子生下来真的不知道父亲是谁。
In some countries, that is true. There are some kids that will never know who their fathers are.
但是通常这个孩子妈妈生下来，妈妈就会养他。
But usually, after the mother gives birth to the child, the mother will end up raising the child.
所以显然，这个做父亲的这个父亲这个角色，在一些人的观念里面，不是那么重要的。
And therefore, the role of a father to some people is not as important.
因为有些父亲就是没有扮演着他应该当的角色啊。
Because some fathers have not played the role as they should.
所以让那个做儿女的失望了。
And they may have disappointed their children.
所以有些人就不会觉得说父亲有跟没有好像差不了多少。
And they think that there's no difference whether or not they have a father in their life.
但是这样的观念其实不是圣经的。
But this kind of concept, this kind of thinking is not biblical.
圣经它在告诉我们说，我们众人有一个共同的父亲，就是天上的神。
The Bible tells us that we all have a common father, that is our heavenly father.
我们通通都是天父的儿女。
We're all children of our heavenly father.
所以父亲这个角色在我们每一个人心目当中应该都是一致的。
And so the role of a father should be the same in all of our hearts.
我们今天在基督教界里面有人说，我们其实都共同的敬拜这位神，就是我们共同的父亲。
In the Christian society, we say that we all worship the same Father, that is the Heavenly Father.
但是现在很多基督徒在各不同的教会聚会。
But there are Christians that hold services in different churches.
如果从圣经的观点来说，教会就像母亲。
From the biblical standpoint, the church can be compared to as a mother.
因为我们是在教会里面受洗。
Because we're all baptized in the church.
所以在加拉太书第四章就特别提到说，这个教会就像我们的母亲一样。
So in Galatians chapter 4, it mentions that this church is like our mother.
所以不同的教会它有不同的教义。
And different churches have different doctrines.
但是对于敬拜天上这位真神却是一致的。
But with regards to worshiping this true God in heaven, we should be in unison.
教义的差异是因为我们人在看同一本圣经的时候有不同的见解。
The difference in opinion with regards to doctrine is because as we read the Bible, our interpretation of the Bible are different.
所以这是一个历史上一个很不幸的事实。
And this is a very unfortunate fact of the history.
因为很多人对圣经的 的那个见解不同，就彼此不能够同意。
Because many have different interpretations towards the Bible, so they cannot agree.
但是我们都共同在敬拜这位天上的神。
But we're all worshiping this Heavenly Father together.
所以这位独一的神啊，是我们大家共同的啊，都是共同的啊，这个父亲。
And so this true God is our Father.
那这位父亲他给我们了他的信息。
And this Father has given us His message.
其实我们今天也都是在努力的去让这位天父能够喜悦，能够得到满足。
The truth is, today we're all striving hard to please this Heavenly Father so that He will be satisfied with us.
所以，其实父亲这个角色在人类被创造的时候就开始了。
So the role of a father has existed from the beginning of creation.
你看，神创造亚当的时候，亚当就称作他的儿子。
As God had created Adam, Adam was called his son.
所以其实我们的生命当中很需要有父亲这个角色。
So in our lives, we need the role of a father.
父亲他所代表的其实就是天父所留下来给我们的一个形象。
And what father represents is an image of Heavenly Father, who in his image that he has left for us.
这个父亲他应该是能够提供他这个儿女生活所需用的。
And this father should be able to provide all the necessity needs of his children.
就像天父创造天地的时候，你看在创造人以前，先把这个美好的环境先建设起来了。
Just like the Heavenly Father, before He created the world, He has created all the parts.
他把人放进去以前，先把世界先准备好了。
Before He created human, He has created everything in it to prepare.
然后我们人所需用的一切，他都给我们提供了。
And He has provided to us everything that we will need.
所以天父就是我们生活的提供者。
And so Heavenly Father is the provider of our life.
他照顾我们的生命。
He takes care of us.
所以主耶稣他在马太福音，他在鼓励我们说，我们不用忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么的时候，他说，我们这一切需用天父是知道的。
Lord Jesus in Book of Matthew encourages that do not worry about what to eat or what to drink because the Heavenly Father already knows.
所以这个父亲他本来就是应该要负起这个养育全家大小的责任。
This father should be able to take up the role to supply for his family.
我们今天大部分做父亲的也都是担起这个责任的。
And most of us fathers here today have taken up that responsibility.
因为家庭的这个生活的这个担子应该是由父亲来扛。
And because the load of the burden of the family should be taken up by the fathers.
所以做父亲的他最起码的要求就是要能够提供给这个家庭家人生活所需。
The very basic requirement of a father is to be able to provide for the family.
但是这个不能够父亲的角色不能够只停留在这一点。
But the role of father should not be limited to this.
如果我们看神创造我们人类的历史。
If you see the creation of God,
当神给亚当把房放在伊甸乐园的时候，
when God placed Adam in the Garden of Eve,
他接下去就给他规矩，他接下来给他规矩，
and then He gave him rules and boundaries.
那这个就是他说，这个园中所有的树上的果子都可以吃，但是就是分别善恶树上的果子你不要吃。
And God told him that you can eat any fruit from this garden except for fruits from the tree of good and evil.
所以这个做父亲的他给这个儿女他有一个范围，说什么是可做，什么是不可做。
A father gives his children a boundary as to what they can do, what they cannot do.
他只要能够在这个神所设定的范围里面，他真的享受天父完全的爱。
As long as he stays within this boundary of God, he can truly completely enjoy the love of God.
所以我们就看到这个做父亲的他会教导他的儿女。
From here, you see that as a father, this father teaches his children.
要怎么样才能够一直能够享受神的爱？
He teaches them how they can continue to enjoy the love of God.
所以我们今天做父亲的，其实是要接下去要让这个儿女知道怎么样来一直享受神的爱。
As fathers, we should be able to teach our children how they can continue to enjoy the love of God.
我们现在请看一节经文，请看以赛亚书三十八章。
Let's turn to a verse. Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十八章。
Isaiah chapter 38.
三十八章，我们请读第十七节。
Chapter 38, verse 17.
以赛亚书三十八章十七节。
Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17.
看呐，我受大苦，本为使我得平安。你因爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑。 因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
17. Indeed, it was my own peace that I have great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back.
18节
18.
原来阴间不能称谢你，死亡不能称颂你，下坑的人不能盼望你的诚实。
18. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you, those who go down in pit cannot hope for your truth.
19节
19.
只有活人，活人必称谢你，像我今日称谢你一样，为父的必使儿女知道你的诚实。
19. The living man shall, he shall praise you as I do this day. The father shall make known your truth to the children.
20节
20.
主肯救我，所以我们要一生一世在神殿中用诗弦的乐器唱我的诗歌。
20. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my song with stringed instruments all the days of our lives in the house of the Lord.
这是西西家王的诗歌。
This is a song made by King Hezekiah.
西西家王他本来该死的，神把他救回来了。
King Hezekiah should have died, but God saved him.
让他多活了15年。
And God gave him another 15 years.
他存活下来的时候，他要做这一首诗歌来赞美神。
He wrote this hymn to praise God when he recovered.
他突然发现说，哎，这个神让他受苦，其实是为了要救他的。
And he wrote the hymn, realized that God let him taste bitterness so that he can be saved.
哦，我受苦是为了让我得平安。
And that it was for his own peace that he had great bitterness.
那你因为爱我的灵魂，所以就救我脱离败坏了。
Because you lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption.
他现在能够活下来，他一直赞美神。
So he is alive now. He continued to give praises to God.
他强调一个人死了之后，他就不会再称颂神了。
He emphasized the fact that after a man has died, he will not be able to praise God.
那最后第十九节最后他说强调说，为父的做父亲的呢，一定要使儿女知道你的时候，知道神的诚实。
In verse 19, he emphasized that the father shall make known your truth to the children.
我们从这一节哈来看看这个做父亲的有几件事情应该要做。
And from this passage, let's take a look at what are the few things that a father should do.
我们一起勉励，其实做母亲也是这样子。
So that we can be encouraged by one another, and this will also apply to mothers.
我们用这个父亲节这个机会来思想做父母亲应该要有的对儿女的教导。
Let's use the opportunity of celebrating Father's Day and think about how we should teach our children.
我们做父母亲的一定要首先知道父母亲知道神的这个诚实。
As parents, as mothers and fathers, we have to first know the truth of God.
这个我们中文诚实，英文是 truth， 所以可以是真理，也可以叫做信实。
And it's truth or it's faithfulness.
所以我们一定要自己先懂得敬畏这位神，我们对神要有体验。
We have to first honor this God and have experienced Him.
我们如果从成长过程当中来回顾我们自己一生了哈。
If we look back at our childhood and think about our lives,
我们也许不会记住我们的父母亲跟我们说过什么话，具体的什么话。
You may not remember any specific things that your parents have told you.
但是我们一定可以从我们父母亲的身上看到他们所留下的一个榜样。
But you can see examples that they have left for you.
不管是好的还是不好的，我们都会留下一个印象。
Whether it's good or bad, it leaves you with an impression.
这个印象有时候一辈子都不会除去的。
And sometimes this impression will never go away.
就好像被刻进到我们的那个生命里面去一样。
It's like it's been carved into our lives.
就有一个人他在回忆他小时候，他父亲对他的一个经过了。
There is a person that think about that shared about an experience of him with his father when he was younger.
他要去参加一个露营的活动。
He wanted to go to a camp.
那他的父亲本来就答应他说要带他去，要跟他一起去。
And his father promised him at one point that he would go with him.
这个孩子他早早就准备好了，很期待这个活动。
And this child was looking forward to this activity. He was prepared for it.
他本来说下午五点的时候说要出发，父亲说要跟他一起去。
And that he was supposed to leave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The father was supposed to go with him.
结果他之前就已经把所有东西都装好了，装在车子上了。
He already prepared and loaded everything in the car.
因为要跟团体活动，所以要在这个时候出发，然后去跟其他的朋友会合，然后一起去。
because it's a group activity, so he had to leave at 5 o'clock to meet up with the rest of the group.
结果他的父亲七点的时候才回来。
However, his father didn't get home till 7 p.m.
他非常的失望。
He was very disappointed.
因为他父亲说他公司有事情，所以他没办法做到。
So his father said that he was tied up at work, so he couldn't leave.
好，等到孩子父亲回来了。
When the father came home,
他这个儿子父亲就跟他。儿子说没关系，我们明天早上一早就去，我们就可以赶上他们。
And the father told the son that that's okay, let's leave first thing in the morning, we can still catch up to them.
因为晚上去也是搭帐篷，那活动是明天早上开始。
Because all the activity will start in the morning, when you get there at night, you're just pitching the tent.
明天早上早点起床，五点起床，七点就走。
And so they agreed to get up at 5 o'clock and leave the house by 7.
好了，孩子就很期待，好了，晚上都睡不着。
And so the
等待说等一下。
The kid was very excited, couldn't sleep, thinking that he's going to leave soon.
结果到五点没有动静啊。
But 5 o'clock in the morning comes and there's no.
七点要走，父亲还没起床啊。
They're supposed to leave at 7. His father's not awake yet.
这个父亲到九点多才醒过来。
And this father didn't wake up till 9.
哇，又没有办法出发了。
And they could not leave again.
等到这个父亲起来的时候，跟他儿子说：“对不起，我今天公司好多事。”
And when the father woke up and told his son that I'm sorry, I'm going to have a lot of things to take care of at work.
好多的那个约会要去做。
I have a lot of appointments that I have to go to.
那所以今天没办法去了。
And so we cannot go today.
这个孩子就再把他的那个露营的装备一个一个从车上搬下来。
So with a disappointment, this kid then take down all his equipments, camping equipments from the car one by one.
然后这个父亲跑到他的停车间里面去。拿起了他的高尔夫球杆。
And this father instead went to his garage and picked up his golf equipment.
说今天需要去跟朋友打球，因为有应酬。
And he said that he has a meeting. He has to go play golf with his friends.
这个孩子非常的受伤。
And this child was very hurt.
一直到他老的时候，他一直记住父亲的这个。不守信用这件事情。
And until he was old, he still remember how his father had has been unfaithful.
所以这个父亲他要怎么去告诉孩子说要守信用呢？
So how does his father explain to his kid how to be a faithful person?
这个父亲要怎么样去教导他的孩子要能够守时呢？
And how would he teach his kids to be punctual?
这个父亲又怎么样能够教导孩子应该要敬畏神，因为神是信实的呢？
How can this father teach his child to trust in God because God is faithful?
那是不可能的。
That would be impossible.
但是还好，因为有神同在。
But luckily, there's the guidance of God.
所以这个孩子没有因为这样就变坏。
But so this child did not turn bad just because of this incident.
这个孩子后来还是在教会里面服侍神。
This child continued to serve God in church.
但是他就从圣经里面看到一个完美的父亲的形象。
That is because in the Bible he can find the perfect image of a father.
因为在圣经里面告诉我们，这位天父真神主耶稣基督是怎么样的信实。
Because in the Bible, it tells us how this Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, how faithful is He.
所以做父母亲的，我们做长辈一定要能够留下一个很重要的身教。
And as parents, as adults, we have to leave a good examples for them.
我们要先让我们的孩子知道我们的榜样，敬畏神，守能够听他的话。
We have to let our children see that we have set an example of fearing God and listening to God.
所以为父的，他要使儿女知道神的信实，一定是自己先去做的。
So for a father to make known to his child the truth of God, he has to first practice it himself.
圣经有几个很成功的例子。
There are several examples of a successful father.
在创世纪第二十二章。
In Genesis chapter 22.
是记载亚伯拉罕的。
Is recording the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在第二十二章的时候，神跟他说要把他的独生子以撒献为燔祭给神。
In chapter 22, God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac as an offering to God.
你看亚伯拉罕他照神的吩咐，真的走三天的路程，到了神指定的地方。
Abraham listened to God and walked 3 days worth of journey to a place that's designated by God.
他带他的孩子一起同行。
And he brought his child with him.
在路上，他们就对话。
And on the way there, they had conversations.
从亚伯拉罕跟以撒的对话当中，我们看出来，这位父亲真的非常的成功。
From the conversation between Isaac and his father Abraham, we can tell that he was a very successful father.
因为这个父亲把 敬拜神的这事情都让儿子知道了。
Because his father made known to his son all the things regarding worshiping God.
他也让儿子知道神会预备这个一个非常重要的观念。
And he let his son know that a very important concept that is God will provide.
亚伯拉罕用实际的行动去告诉他的儿子什么叫做专心爱神。
And Abraham used actions to show his son what does it mean to devote yourself to love God.
什么叫做尽心尽力毫无保留的爱神？
What does it mean to love God with all your heart, all your mind, without any reserve?
所以你看，以撒他跟他的父亲同行了这一段旅程。
The journey that Isaac had walked with his father.
这个父亲不用再跟他讲什么大道理。
So this father does not need to explain any deep teachings to him.
用他实际的行动去告诉儿子说。这位神是应该这样子敬畏的。
He uses action to show his son that this God is worth his worship.
到最后，你看他这个儿子经历了什么叫做神预备这个神迹。
And at the end, his son was able to firsthand experience what does it mean that God will provide.
这个儿子亲口听到了神对他父亲的应许。
This son had heard himself the promise that came from God.
他也领受了从这个神那边继承了这个。神给亚伯拉罕的这些应许。
And he has also inherited the promises that God had given to Abraham.
好，所以我们看创世纪二十二章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章的第十六节。
Chapter 22, verse 16.
神说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说。”
Verse 16, and myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son.
十七节，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我要叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
In 17, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies.
十八节说，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
18, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
所以你看这位做父亲的，他真的完全听从神的话。
This father was completely submissive to God.
他的儿女就得福气了。
And his children then was blessed.
所以不但以撒得福气啊。
Not only Isaac was blessed.
其实亚伯拉罕所生的都蒙神的祝福的。
But all the descendants that came from Abraham were all blessed.
当然救恩这个特殊的应许是给亚伯拉罕后代，给以撒的后代而已。
This special promise of God only was given to the descendants of Isaac.
所以我们看到这位做父亲的。
So we look at this father.
他用他自己的生命来教导儿女什么叫做敬畏。
He has used his life to teach his children what does it mean to fear God.
我们看到以撒他就真的是一个蒙福的人了。
Isaac was a blessed man.
我们看到以撒在圣经里面留下一个非常很多美好的榜样。
And Isaac also has left many good examples in the Bible.
很多的福气都是因着亚伯拉罕而来的。
And many blessings came about because of Abraham.
所以做父亲的，我们一定要先有一个身教。
And as fathers, we have to first set an example.
那有时候话不用讲太多。
Sometimes you don't have to speak a whole lot.
而是我们是要真的做出来。
But you have to put it into actions.
把神的道理行出来。
You have to practice and put in action the words of God.
我们儿女就知道了。
Then our children will know.
在圣经里面又记载了一位父亲呢。
In the Bible, there's also a recording of a different father.
如果我们要来说他一个失败的父亲是可以的。
You can also call him a father that has failed.
他本身事实上是也是很敬畏神、服侍神的。
And he's a father that have feared God and worship God himself.
但是他的儿女跟他不一样。
But his children are different.
问题出在哪里
？Where's the problem？
问题出在他对儿女的管教。
The problem is his discipline towards his children.
他过于放任。
And that he has indulge and let them go.
我们如果谈到这个人，一定会想到祭司以利。
If you when I mention this person, immediately you should think about priest Eli.
所以撒母耳记上的第二章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章第十二节那个地方。
In chapter 2 verse 12.
就记载祭司以利这两个儿子是恶人。
It record the two sons of Eli, they were evil.
他们不认识神。
They did not know the Lord.
他们但是这怎么可能呢？
But how could that be?
他们是从小在会幕长大的。
Because they grew up before the tabernacle.
以利是一个很忠心的祭司。
And Eli was a very faithful servant priest.
一直到98岁，他都还是在会幕里面服侍的。
He still served God in the tabernacle even until he was 98 years old.
他的儿子很自然当祭司，因为这个就是这个因为父亲是祭司，儿子就当祭司了。
And his sons naturally grew up and became priests too because their father was a priest.
但是他在会幕服侍神，不表示他的儿子自动的就会认识神。
Just because he served God in the tabernacle doesn't mean that his son would naturally grow up to know God.
因为要服侍神是要经过教导的。
Because you have to be trained in order to serve God.
那这个孩子本身也要愿意顺服。
And the child have to be submissive.
那孩子不顺服的时候，这个做父亲的要能够坚持神的原则。
When the children refuse to be submissive to God, the father has to persist in their discipline.
所以做父亲的一定要管教儿女。
So as father, you have to discipline your children.
因为如果不管教，他最后就变成不认识神的恶人。
If you don't discipline them, then they will grow up to be men that do not know God.
我们看最后圣经记载说，以利这两个儿子的罪在神面前是很重，已经几乎到了没有办法挽回的地步了。
And the Bible records that the sin of Eli's two sons was so great that it could not be redeemed.
因为他们藐视神的祭物，就是藐视神的那个律法。
Because they despise God's sacrifice, that means they despise God's laws.
那时候，你看神就特别派了一个神人去指责以利。
And God has sent His messenger to rebuke Eli.
你看这个父亲，他没有管好自己的儿子。现在神是来指责这个做父亲的。
When a father has not disciplined and take charge of his children, God rebukes the father.
所以这个我们说子不教是父之过。
And there is a saying in Chinese that if the children are not taught well, it's a father's fault.
当时候以利他对他儿子这些很罪恶的行为，只是讲一些好像很轻的话语哈。
And with regards to his son's evil actions, he only said some mild words of rebuke.
就是想得很轻微，他并没有把他真的看得很重要，去严严的责备他们。
He did not rebuke them harshly because he didn't think it was important.
他听到他儿子的这些行为。
He has heard about all his son's evil actions.
二章二十三节是说，你们为何行这样的事呢？
In chapter 2 verse 23, he says that why have you done these things?
但是我从百姓听到你们的恶行。
I have heard your evil dealings from all the people.
二十四节，我儿啊，不可以这样啊！我听到你们的风声不好啊。
And verse 24 says, No, my sons, for it is not good report that I hear.
你看他这个父亲所讲的话，这个儿子不再听了。
And the sons are not listening to what the father's teaching them.
他跟他们讲了一段话，在二十五节讲完之后，他们还是不听父亲的话。
After what he said, recorded in verse 25, they still did not listen.
因为这个时候再来讲已经来不及了。
Because it was too late to teach them that.
这个孩子都已经长大了。
The sons have already grown up.
有他自己的想法了。
They have their own thinking.
所以做父亲的要管教儿女。
So as fathers, you have to discipline your children.
我们要教导孩子怎么样才是真正的服侍神。
And we have to teach our children what does it mean to truly serve God.
那我们教导的原则是要尊重神。
And the principle by which we teach them is that they have to honor God.
你看这两个儿子继续作恶啊。
The two sons continue to practice evil.
结果第二十七节，神就派一个神人来见以利的。
And verse 27, God sent a messenger to see Eli.
神跟这个神人所讲的信息很严厉的。
And the message that came from this man of God was very harsh.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子，过于尊重我，将我们以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？
Verse 29, why do you kick my sacrifice and my offerings, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, and make yourself fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people?
我们就看到这个父亲尊重儿子太多。
And from here, you can see that this father has honored his son more.
他, 他给孩子太放任，太过自由。
And he gave his sons too much freedom.
结果这个孩子就不把这个父亲的话当作一回事了。
Then his sons do not take his father's words seriously.
一开始是藐视这个父亲。
In the beginning, they despised their father.
但是最后变成藐视神。
But at the end, evolved to despising God.
最后是让所有的家人都遭殃了。
And at the end, their whole family was destroyed.
所以我们看到以利他这个做父亲的见解。
We can see the warning, the example of Eli.
为父的，我们要教导儿女怎么要来服侍神，尊重神。
As a father, we need to teach our kids how to honor God, how to serve Him.
因为今天做儿女的，如果尊重父母、孝顺父母，是等于在尊重神一样。
Because today, if children honor their parents, it means that they will honor God.
所以我们要对我们的孩子要管教他。
So we have to discipline our children.
在他们还可以被改变的时候，要抓住机会。
While they're still able to be molded and changed, we have to seize the opportunity.
我们知道，我们每一个做父亲的，每一个人在自己的家庭里面，都需要经营一个很幸福、很美满的家吗？
As father, we all want to have a very loving, very peaceful family.
但其实我们注意看。
But if you carefully look at it,
我们每一个人都在一个家庭长大起来的。
And we all grew up in our own families.
有时候我们是看我们的父母亲他们怎么互相相处。
Sometimes we look at how our parents get along with one another.
有时候我们的一举一动可能就影响孩子的。
So sometimes our action, our words will influence our kids.
圣经说，在家庭里面做这个做父亲、做丈夫的是头。
The Bible tells us that a father should be a head of a household.
所以这个做父亲的凡事都要有榜样。
So as if this father needs to set a good example in everything he does.
你看今天这个父亲呢，他也可以讲一篇大道理。
This father today can also deliver a great speech.
但是这个做父亲的，他如果比如说他对他自己的太太。
But for an example, if this father treats his wife,
也就是说这个夫妻之间的那个关系不好。
And or they don't have a good relationship.
这个做丈夫的，如果什么事情就对这个做妻子的大声小声。
If this father yells at his wife all day long,
那这个孩子他在旁边看呢。
And the kids are watching.
那这个孩子他会尊重这个父亲吗？
Would the children respect this father?
孩子小的时候他可能不懂。
Maybe when they were young, they didn't know.
但是等到长大之后，他就可以分辨了，他知道了。
But when they grow up, they will be able to distinguish, will be able to tell.
所以我们今天做父母亲。
So today, as parents,
我们要好好的经营我们的婚姻。
We have to work hard to sustain our marriage.
我们教导孩子要能够敬畏神，我们自己先敬畏神。
While we teach our children to honor God, we have to first honor God ourselves.
我们教导孩子要去爱人。
When we teach our children to love others,
我们自己又就先从爱我们的配偶开始。
We have to begin from loving our spouse.
让这个做丈夫的能够爱妻子。
And so this husband then can also love the wife.
所以这个儿女在家里面就有安全感。
So the children will feel secure at home.
他们就知道说，哎，父母亲很相爱。
They will know that their parents love each other.
他们在家里面不会恐惧。
They will not have fear at home.
所以我们真正的爱是在这个地方表达。
And so true love is shown over here.
是在我们的生活当中把它活出来的。
Is to live out that love in our lives.
什么事情我们都可以用说的。
And we can talk everything out.
那这做母亲的，他就可以顺服。
Then the mother will be able to be submissive.
因为在爱里面就没有恐惧。
Because in love there will be no fear.
所以这个夫妻可以相爱。
So the spouse can love one another.
带给孩子就是相对的稳定。
And they will be able to bring stability to their children.
他就能够在家里面享受父母亲的爱。
The children will be able to enjoy the parental love in their home.
那很自然的，这个孩子就变成顺服的。
And naturally, this love, this children will also grow up to be submissive.
我们有时候看到今天有些人不愿意顺服。
So today we see some people refuse to be submissive.
其实很有可能是因为家庭的因素的。
And it could be because of the family factor.
因为家庭里面的生活模式就不是顺服的模式。
Because they did not grow up in an environment with submission.
我们今天在读最近在读民数记。
So recently we are reading the book of Numbers.
小弟在读民数记的时候突然发现一件事。
While I'm reading the book of Numbers, I realize one thing.
你如果看民数记十六章啊。
If you look at Numbers chapter 16.
他讲这个可拉党叛变。
And it's talking about the rebellion of Korah.
我看到一个做父亲的真的很可怜。
And I see a father, a very pitiful father.
民数记十六章第一节这个地方
In Numbers chapter 16, verse 1,
跟可拉一起叛变的流便支派有一个人的儿子，叫做大丹、亚比兰，两个儿子。
And there are two sons, of Reuben, the tribe of Reuben. They were also rebels along with Korah, and their names are Abiram and Dathan.
大丹、亚比兰这是一对兄弟呢。
So Dathan and Abiram, they are a set of brothers.
同一个父亲生的。
They all born from the same father.
如果看民数记二十六章，
if you read Numbers 26,
第九节，
26 verse 9,
是在讲以利亚的三个儿子。
And it's talking about
第九节。
Eliab's three sons.
Nimuni, Dathan, Abiram.
Nimuel, Dathan, and Abiram.
Dathan, Abiram, 就是在可拉叛变的时候一起附和的。
And Dathan and Abiram, they were participants of this rebel.
第十节说，地开口把他们都吃了。
And in verse 10 says that the earth opened up and ate them.
这两个儿子同时间死亡。
And these two sons all died at the same time.
留下了一个臭名。
And they have left a bad name.
他们都从这个家庭出来的。以利亚的儿子。
They all came from this family. They're all sons of Eliab.
他是利未人。
They were all Levites.
我们就看到说，这个父亲哦，真的非常的失望。
And we can see that this father was very disappointed.
但是这个已经是变成一个事实。
But this was a fact.
所以我们对我们的儿女啊，一定要好好的管教他们。
So we have to discipline our children.
让他们知道神的道理。
So that they know the words of God.
所以他们能够从小就顺服。
So that from a young age they've learned to be submissive.
最后不会走上这条路。
That at the end they will not walk on this path.
所以今天我们爱我们的儿女啊。
So today if we love our children.
其实要爱他们到底啊。
We have to love them to the end.
我们一定要先来把神的话告诉他们。
We have to first teach them the words of God.
自己来做。
We have to practice it ourselves.
让他们一起来敬畏神。
So that together they can worship God with us.
长大的时候一起来服侍神。
That when they grow up, they will serve God together.
对神的所有的命令都能够听从。
They will listen, be submissive to all God's commands.
我们最后真的能够成，真的是亚伯拉罕真正的蒙福的子孙。
At the end, we shall be the blessed descendants of Abraham.
让我们的子子孙孙都能够在这个神的爱里面啊，世代蒙福。
And so that it's our hope that our descendants can be blessed from generation to generation.
以上作为我们互相的勉励。
And that above is our mutual encouragement.
我们接下来就要来进行这个特别的活动。
Then we will start our special activity.
我们在结束前，我们先一起默祷。
So before we conclude, let's bow our heads and offer silent prayer.